This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. When you hear that music, you know it's time for Sheil Kapadia of The Ringer, who gets that music exclusively. Sheil is sponsored by Dr. Raffi and Precision Hair Restoration. You'll keep losing your hair until you stop it. Dr. Raffi can help you get your confidence back. Visit PhillyHairMD.com today. Sheil, how are we feeling?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
So pretty good, brother.
So we're going to ask you your go-to meat, but you are a vegetarian. As I may have heard you say that prior, but you're a vegetarian.
Yeah, I can't help you there. You know, yeah. I like to answer every question. I don't like to duck questions, but I got nothing.
Are you a fraud like Giglio and you eat fish, or are you an actual vegetarian?
No. Yeah, I never understood that. No, I'm not eating fish.
Okay.
You're not a fraud. I mean, yeah. Giglio is a total and complete fraud.
Yeah, total fraud. So, Sheil, Jalen Hurts has not turned the ball over for 2 weeks. The Eagles have won both games. Just to level set, how well do you think he's played in those two games?
I don't think he played very well last game. If you're just looking down to down, how did he perform? Like you said, there are good things you can take away from it. He didn't turn the football over. He hit an explosive play. He made some plays with his legs, but he dropped back to pass 21 times, and 7 times he either got sacked or had to scramble. I mean, the passing game is not at the level that everybody thought it would be when they brought in Kellen Moore. So it's a certain formula they can use in a certain way they're playing right now to win some games. But if you're just isolating Hurts in the passing game, I don't think anyone would look at that and say that's, clicking on all cylinders.
So, you know, you don't need to be to win. We don't need Patrick Mahomes. We don't need Joe Burrow. We don't need Josh Allen. I think that's fair. To win a Super Bowl, you can win. So that makes it harder.
You almost do need Patrick Mahomes to win a Super Bowl.
You think?
Well, he seems to be the only one who
wins.
Well,
as long as he's alive, yes. So I guess given that context, how far away, if there's a way that you can quantify it, how far away do you think how he is now as a quarterback and how he's played, how far away is that from what we need or what would be a quarterback that would make you feel confident that this is an NFC contender?
Yeah, I mean, they've got a ways to go. I was thinking back to what Ike said during this call a couple weeks ago where he was talking about Hurts being a game manager, and it kind of caught me off guard. But if you look at the way they've played here the last 2 weeks, they're running the football at a higher rate, way higher rate than they did before the bye and a way higher rate than they did last season. So I think they looked at the offense and said, we might not be the passing team that we thought we were going to be coming into the season, and let's make some changes and let's change how we play. And so, there's no sugarcoating it with the passing game. We see it with our eyes. You see it on film. The numbers back it up. I mean, when they can hit explosive plays on the outside, when they get one high safety and they can go to A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith on the outside, they can create explosive plays. Beyond that, there's not a whole lot of, a whole lot to this.
Because he's a bum.
What's that?
No, that's
Jack. Sorry.
I've told Jack a number of times that when he plays the drops and there's people on the phone, it's confusing.
We went over this, Jack. It was 2 weeks ago. I thought I reamed him out, guy. You know, I don't know. I guess my message,
no, I know. It's my bad. It's my bad. I can't help myself. I can't help myself.
I mean, they were 1-for-13 on third down last week, and the only conversion was a scramble. So they've got a ways to go to answer your questions in a very long way that included Jack playing a sound effect.
So final question on that, because I actually have no idea here. How much of this could be attributed to a new offensive coordinator whose offenses have looked not super different from what they ran before, but different enough? How much could it be attributed to Jalen getting comfortable with what Kellen Moore would want to do ultimately?
I mean, it's possible, but my issue with that is when you look at some of the issues he's had, and, you know, they pointed it out during the broadcast last week, a couple of the throws he turned down, those aren't new plays in the Eagles offense. They've been running that since the day Jalen Hurts got here. So, you know, the film, the rewatches, all that, it's not like, wow, these are brand new things. Now, there is some new stuff for sure. The motion, him getting people lined up before the snap and taking on those Jason Kelce responsibilities. So that's an area where certainly it could improve. He could get more comfortable in as the season goes on. But in terms of the actual passing plays, I don't think it's an issue of like, hey, they've totally ripped up the playbook and it's brand new this season. So I would doubt that that's just a matter of, hey, get more reps in it and it's going to look better.
All right, well, I tell you, speaking of looking better, Shield, the defense is starting to look better. Now, I know competition notwithstanding, I get it. The two offenses they most recently faced aren't necessarily averaging 30 points a game, so I get it. They haven't given up a touchdown, which is still something to build upon. What are you seeing over the last couple of weeks that you like, that you believe is sustainable moving forward?
Yeah, I think it's kind of the opposite of what I just said about the offense. With the defense, I can see the guys communicating better and figuring out this scheme and being like, okay, now some of the stuff that Vic Fangio has been trying to get through to us and passing off routes and knowing where each other are and communicating when a guy's running through his own, all those things are showing up in a big way. And I think after that Bucks game, they looked at it and said, man, we have a lot of space in our coverage where this is too easy for the opposing quarterback. We've got to tighten that up. And to your point, Ike, I mean, two games, back-to-back games without allowing a touchdown, and I know the opponents, but still, we've seen Eagles defenses in the past. They go up against bad offenses,
yes.
And it doesn't matter. They still get torched by them. So I actually am pretty optimistic about this defense. When you look at it last week, they didn't blitz a single time in that game, and they had 8 sacks. Like, that speaks to me that the coverage is holding up. You're making the quarterback hold on to the football, and the pass rush is working together. So I really have liked what I've seen from the defense the past 2 weeks, and now we get to see them go up in the next few weeks here. Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, some other quarterbacks. So they'll be tested more, but I'm kind of buying what I'm seeing with the defense, if I'm being honest.
Well, you know, one impressive thing from a scheme standpoint is if they're not blitzing, there's still some they're mixing it up enough to where we're seeing, you know, N'Kobe Dean in the backfield, and we're seeing Zach Bond in the backfield, and so they're finding ways to get the linebackers to pressure the quarterback without blitzing them, you know, and that's
yep.
I guess that's part of having guys, you know, we saw some stills of, you know, Brandon perhaps being in coverage mm-hmm. and mixing it up a little bit. So that's another point in Fangio's on Fangio's side, I think.
Yeah, it's not vanilla. It's not, hey, just line up 4 guys and those are the 4 guys who are going to rush every single down. It's rushing 4 guys, but you're trying to confuse the offense and say, hey, you don't know which 4 guys are going to be coming after the quarterback here. So to your point, you rush N'Kobe Dean, but you're dropping out a defensive end. You're rushing Cooper DeJean from the slot, but the opposing defensive end is dropping back into coverage and taking away an easy slant. So this is what we've seen a lot of defenses in the NFL do, a lot of coordinators do, where they say, hey, we don't necessarily want to commit a bunch of bodies to the pass rush and be short in coverage, but we also don't want to be vanilla and rush the same 4 guys every week. And so you're absolutely right. That was a key to last week where it was, hey, N'Kobe Dean's going to be rushing, but you don't know, you know, who's dropping in coverage, and you make Daniel Jones hold on to the football, and all of a sudden you have a sack.
Shield, this Bengals team, one game below 500, but hey, listen, this might be the best 3-4 football team in the history of the game when it's all said and done. They lost 3 games, Shield. You can essentially say on the last play of the game, I mean, they lost to Washington with that touchdown pass to Terry McLaurin. They lose to Kansas City on a pass interference, which leads to a field goal for Kansas City to win that game. And then the Baltimore game, they missed a field goal. I believe they missed a field goal, right? They missed a field goal in overtime, I think it was. Or no, they got it blocked or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But they went to overtime with Baltimore in a game they should have won against Baltimore. And those are 3 very good teams. This Bengals team is better than a 3-4 team.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. All 4 losses have been by less than 7 points. They've been in every football game. They've got explosive players on offense with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. And T. Higgins, honestly, their passing game, they like to do a lot of what the Eagles do, where Joe Burrow sees those guys one-on-one on the outside, and he says, I'm going to give them a shot to create an explosive play, and they've done that very well this season. So Quinyon Mitchell, Darius Slay, those guys have been playing really, really well, really all season long, but specifically in recent weeks. So that's going to be a test for them. Can they hold up one-on-one when they are in those one-on-one situations against those wide receivers on the outside.
The other thing on the defense is not just a question, not a question, just as more, just an observation and a guess. Vic Fangio can be abrasive, I guess, and you know, I think them playing well helps because it'll help the players buy into him. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll start to see success and everything that he is asking them to do that may be different than they've been done before. Yep. You know, specifically talking about Bryce Huff here right now, maybe when it all starts to work, they'll be like, maybe this guy's not so bad.
Maybe he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah,
it provides some proof. I mean, because if you're, you know, if you're getting torched week in and week out and coach is trying to tell you to play a certain way and you don't have numbers and all of a sudden you're getting ripped left and right, then yes, it's tough to believe in it. But Bryce Huff definitely had his best game as an Eagle last week. I think he led the team in pressure. So to your point, now that you have some confidence and you've played well a couple weeks in a row, now it all starts to make more sense for these guys.
All right, Shiel, we all knew, I mean, the whole city knows that you completely blew your prediction last week as you said the Giants would win. I can't even imagine somebody doing that. I certainly would never think. We do want your official prediction for Eagles-Bengals, and all eyes are on you this week, Shiel.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. You know, I think the Eagles are going to run the ball at a high rate like they've been doing here. In recent weeks, the Bengals don't allow a lot of explosive plays, so I don't know that there's going to be offensive fireworks for the Eagles in this game. But like I said, I'm kind of buying what I'm seeing from this Eagles defense. The Bengals have an injury there at left tackle. I actually like the Eagles in this game. I think they match up well. I think they're going to be able to run the football well. Like I said, pretty low scoring. I've got Eagles 23, Bengals 20 in a game that really comes down to the last 2 or 3 minutes.
Makeup pick. You don't really believe that.
Listen, I know where my bread butters, but it's not my first year in the market, Spike. All right? Yeah. I know what I'm doing here.
All right. There
you go on Cincinnati radio, that's turned the other way.
Yeah. We need to book him in Cincinnati, see what he predicts.
I don't do that. Every on Twitter, theringer.com, you will see the same pick each week. I'll take my medicine if I'm wrong. I can handle it.
All right. There you go.
All right, Shiel.
All right, brother.
There he is.
Talk to you next week, guys.
Shiel Kapadia does not have a go-to meat, but I respect it.
I'll tell you something else that kind of leans in our favor, or could. Three of the four losses the Bengals have are at home.
Oh, really?
Yes. They lost to the Patriots at home, Washington, and Baltimore.
Hmm.
And Corey in Columbus reported that they're not sold out yet.
And so, a whiteout, which you shouldn't be doing at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, it stopped at the whiteout during the day.
Yeah. So.
And you didn't factor in also a Jake Elliott revenge spot, a former Bengal.
Bengal.
Whatever.
215.
It's a tough week for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Who they? Know the difference between who they and who
and
that?
Who dat? Well, who dat is
Saints.
New Orleans.
Yeah.
And they stole it from the Bengals.
I honestly don't know that one, but that has been a back and forth thing before.
Oh, really? That it was stolen?
That it was stolen. I don't know. You're talking about two cities that necessarily weren't known for winning, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, they got to fight over the scraps.
So I don't know who stole what from who.
Can the Eagles keep winning with Jalen Hurts playing this way? 215-592-9494. And right after we talk to Ken, we may have a change in the official roster of afternoon show callers.
Ooh.
We may have a change, so we'll play you that audio in a second. Ken from Cinnaminson, you're on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
What up, Ken?
What do you think about Brian Daboll?
We're not doing that again.
I don't know who you're talking about.
All right, thank you.
I am not in Cinnaminson. I'm actually in Wisconsin. I will be at Camp Randall this weekend, but I don't give a crap about Penn State. So.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
There you go.
So does that mean you're not a Nittany Lion, or are you just going to the game?
I am not a Nittany Lion. I am here for a sorority dad/fun uncle weekend.
There you go.
Awesome.
Sounds like
awesome.
A great time.
Congratulations.
Always a good Saturday when Penn State loses. So that adds to my weekend, and you know that'll be even better. I'll have one more spotted cow than normal.
Look, Ken, that is something that you and I can bond on. I am also anti-Penn State, so we are brothers in anti-Penn State.
If you want me to bring you some spotted cow, I'm already bringing some back for seltzer. So.
It's a great beer.
Oh, well, yes.
I was going to say, what the hell is that?
Yeah, I don't know if don't bring seltzer any beer. If you've been around him after he drinks beer, it's not what we want. Just as long as he's drinking it at home, I'm fine with that. So
yeah, he's my man. He's my man. So I on the defense real fast, because I want to talk about Jalen, but on defense real fast, listen, Josh Sweat mentioned a few times this year and towards the end of last year when things were going south about the pass rushers not working together as a unit.
Yeah. Brandon Graham said that to me a couple of times at the beginning of the season, by the way, too. Not to interrupt, but I heard it from BG as well.
So this is why I'm kind of buying what I'm seeing, because what I see is guys working together as a unit, and I can't help but think back to the New Orleans game where I watched Zach Bond blitz right into a B-gap stunt with Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis, thinking to myself, I'm pretty sure that wasn't drawn up that way. So, you know, now we're seeing free runners for the first time. I can't remember the last time I saw free runners on an Eagles defense. So they're not going to have 8 sacks every week, but I do think that I'm buying what I'm seeing. I think that they're pass rushing as a unit, and I think that portends for better defense.
Ken, this is no disrespect. If you ever bring up B-gap stunt, and you didn't play in the NFL again. what are we doing here?
Man, don't let him discourage you, Ken.
Yeah, just because he doesn't.
Man. Yeah, you're talking ball.
I'm over to A-Gapsman.
He doesn't know what we're talking about over here.
Yeah.
I didn't play in the NFL doesn't mean I didn't play.
I'm just messing.
Back then, man. We had leather helmets back then. Yeah. So I can't count my concussions. Listen, I think the better comp for Jalen Hurts is actually – physically is Baker Mayfield from a size standpoint. And I see a lot of the same problems with Jalen that we all saw with Baker Mayfield until he became what looks like a pretty good quarterback in the NFL right now. The third down throw that he passed up that became the fourth down touchdown against the Giants last week, he was staring down A.J. Brown from the second that they broke the huddle. And I think the biggest hindrance for him really reading through his progressions is the decision that he obviously makes pre-snap, even pre-huddle break, that he's throwing the ball to A.J. Brown. And I remember once upon a time when somebody asked Peyton Manning, when he was having like one of these record-breaking seasons with the Colts, if he had a favorite receiver, and his answer was the open one. And that's where Jalen needs to get. Jalen needs to get to his favorite receiver being the open one. I mean, you saw the dichotomy in two plays, right? He passes up the easy first down with a route that's coming right into his vision to throw the ball to Devontae, and then drops a 43-yard dime on A.J. Brown that was just a beautiful throw. So it's kind of feast or famine. The offense is feast or famine. They lead the league in explosive plays, but you can't live on that.
Right.
And I just need him to trust that, you know, all these guys know how to run their routes and they're going to be where they're supposed to be. Not just see it, but trust it when he sees it and just let it go. And that seems to be taking a little more time than we would like it to take.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with him, only he truly does. I hope the coaches are trying to figure it out. But, I mean, Devontae had 1,000 yards last year. That wasn't with a different quarterback. That was with Jalen Hurts.
Right, yeah.
So it's not as if he doesn't know how to get the ball spread around. Like, for some reason, I think not having A.J. for 3 weeks has made him – focus solely on A.J. since A.J. has come back.
Because things got so hard without him.
Yeah.
And also, you know, it's worth bringing up the Kelce thing not being here. I'm not saying that Jalen isn't capable of doing what Jason did. However, it surely took things off his plate. And there's only so much room. It just shows when I'm doing the show or anybody's doing anything, you can only remember so many things sometimes. And there's probably so much more that he is trying to process this year compared to last year. I wonder if that has had an effect on
good question.
On that other stuff as well. Ken, next question today. Give us your go-to meat.
So this might be the best meal I ever had. I had it at a place in Bay Ridge called the Chop House like 20 years ago.
Okay.
It was a bison ribeye, and it was out of this world.
Bison.
I have had bison meat before.
Bison
have
ribeye.
You?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
All right, Ken. I have not had bison.
Yeah, it's...
Sounds like gamey.
I think I only had it once.
Right?
Yeah, it's like a beef.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it had to be braised in something. It wasn't... It's almost like a not pot roast, but I guess somewhat like a roast.
Fuddruckers used to have ostrich burgers.
Fuddruckers.
Remember the ostrich burgers they had?
Yeah.
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 All right.
I'm not eating that.
No?
No.
Not putting ostrich, that in your mouth?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
So we have our regular callers here. You know,
love them.
And we have some of our regular callers are dedicated specifically to the afternoon show. They designate themselves afternoon show callers, which we appreciate. We love our regular callers. One of them called the midday show today and changed their allegiance. Here is the audio.
Chuck in Mount Airy. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Gillio, what's the dealio here?
What up, hey, man? Chuck. What's up, buddy?
Hey, listen, man, sometimes in life, change is imminent, right? So I got an announcement to make. I am officially declaring that I am a midday show caller now. And I'm
24 WIP.
Breaking news.
Now you didn't start.
Get the headline up on the website. Chuck from Mount Airy, officially a midday show caller.
We appreciate it.
Well, look.
And Joe's like, get the headline up on the website.
Look,
quick.
I respect Chuck's wishes. Yeah, but I want to let everyone else know that now we have an opening in the roster of official afternoon show callers.
Wow.
Now, you know it gets you priority in all different ways. Well, if he's going to, if we have a spot, then we have a spot. You're going to, you get up from your seat at the table, you know, you leave the seat. The
especially
seat's
when you say you're
open.
Leaving.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and you announce it on the
that's
air.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You know, so I think what might have happened is that Chuck, now this is my guess, is Chuck called yesterday and we didn't get to him. And I think Chuck doesn't like that he doesn't have the priority.
Right, he doesn't want to wait.
Yes, but now...
Or he doesn't want to wait long that way, yeah.
And as we, you know, we've explained to a lot of our regular callers, we're trying to put everybody in the best position to succeed here. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's not always first, you know, and we have different shows with different vibes. So if Chuck... If Chuck doesn't want to play well with others, the other afternoon show callers, and wants to be a midday show caller, that is absolutely fine. But we have an opening now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we have a foxhole opening here.
Yeah.
So foxhole is big enough. Well, there's a small opening in the foxhole, but an opening nonetheless. So if Chuck moves on, that's it is what it is. Yeah. It's a huge moment. And I'm not going to lie and say it doesn't hurt. It hurts a little bit.
A little disappointed.
You know, Chuck's always been an afternoon show guy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see.
Well,
go ahead.
What I'll say is this.
Yeah.
Is this always this happens, I would say. Once
a year.
Yeah, once a year with Chuck. Where he's like, I'm done, never calling again, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to go to a different show. The problem is there's no show that is as big and means as much at this station as this show.
Right.
And he doesn't get the same... Like, you can go to the midday show, but you're going to get lost in translation. I mean, it's as simple as that. Like, you'll go there, everyone's going to forget about you, and then you'll come crawling back. I mean, it's just how it goes.
Look, this...
Does she do anything for us?
This is a fun place to be, the afternoon show, but it is a one eye for one, one for all. Is that what it is? Or
it's us though.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. We're an island.
All for one, one
all for all.
All
for all, one for all.
All for one,
one for all.
For all.
That's how we are, you know, and that's not for everybody.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody.
Wow.
So we have an opening if you'd like to apply. Just text Jack.
Man.
He loves that.
Man. And I'll just say this. Midday guys. Just tread lightly.
Yeah.
Just saying.
We don't want to have to pillage. We'll fight you.
Oh, yeah. And we'll get Elliot after his boxing classes.
Yeah. Well, I'll fight Jillio. I'm not fighting Hugh. Yeah. I'll leave Hugh to you guys.
All right. Me and Jack could take Hugh down.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
Yeah. And Kyle, you and Jack, huh?
Yeah. I mean, Kyle and Jillio together, do they weigh 200 pounds?
Yeah.
You know, it just... The least intimidating show I've seen at this station.
Oh, man. Yeah. Wow. Chuck's out. Okay.
Yeah. It's shocking. Man. Shocking moment.
Yeah. You...
So.
Spike Eskett effect.
Yeah. Well, we gain some, we lose some. You know? Two steps forward, one step back. Two steps forward, one step back. All right.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, coming up next, Ike, you know, as we prove constantly that we are the official Flyer show in Philadelphia.
Well, we got a Flyers segment coming up.
Yeah, well, we have Flyers in 50, which is now Flyers in 40, actually, I think, because they
lost. Another loss last night.
Again?
Yes.
Yeah, but hold on. Michkov almost brought him back. He got him to 4-3.
Yeah.
And then they
he scored a goal last night.
He did score a goal last
night. Okay, awesome.
Listen, so if they win or if they lose and Michkov scores points or, you know, a goal, We take that.
That's still a win. Yeah, that's still a win. Listen,
picks. We don't hide picks.
So speaking of Michkov, we actually have a – we had him on once months ago. We're very excited to bring him back. We actually have a Russian hockey expert who is an expert on Michkov, goes back a long way with Michkov. Vladimir Smirnov, who we had on once before, just very knowledgeable about all this stuff. So our Flyers and Russian hockey expert Vladimir Smirnov is next. You don't want to miss this on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Enjoy all the NFL action with a chance to win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Now, new customers can bet $5. They get $300 in bonus bets if you win a bet on a game this week. Got a good game coming up tonight. You got the Rams taking on the Minnesota Vikings. I believe that game's in Los Angeles, right, Jack? That game's in Los Angeles.
I believe so.
Yeah, I think so. Vikings in L.A. Yes, taking on the Rams. All right. I mean, listen, you go to the FanDuel app. There are a lot of great features there, man. They have the Parlay Hub where you can go in. You can add these bets together, combine them, you know, take a $10 bet, and you possibly could win like $300, $400, $500 depending on the parlay that you put together. All right? And how about FanDuel Squares? A lot like Super Bowl Squares for those of us that bet Super Bowl Squares around that time of the year. Well, FanDuel has that for you right now available. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to make every moment more this season. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Dissident is a GOAT level bumper music, by the way.
And an underrated Pearl Jam song.
Yes, I agree. I don't even like Pearl Jam. I love this song. All right. This is the official Flyer show in Philadelphia, the biggest Flyer show. Gives you more in-depth coverage. And we went all the way to Russia to get a real expert on Matvei Michkov and the Flyers. So we bring you the newest addition to the WIP afternoon show.
And now, Russian hockey expert Vladimir Smirnov.
Ah, yes. Vladimir Smirnov, are you there?
Hello. This is Vladimir, yes.
Vladimir, Spike Eskin, Ike Reese, Jack Fritz from WIP Radio.
Hi, Vladimir.
I was told to about call with radio. Yes, go ahead.
We had you on once before. You sound different than the last time we spoke to you.
Oh, no, this is me. This is same man. Sometimes things do not always sound as they appear. So you just go.
Okay, I'll go then. It has been a tough start for the Flyers overall, but how is Matvei Michkov adapting to Philadelphia?
Yeah, I am in contact with Michkov. He is fully cooperating, and he likes New City.
He's cooperating.
Is he under arrest?
Has he found a place in Philly?
No.
Okay.
He's being taken care of, not for you to worry about.
Oh, wow.
We're not worried. We just wanted to get some insight on him. Well, what does he see? You know Matvei Michkov very well. What does he like best about Philadelphia?
Who wants to know this? It's not for you to worry about.
We are just trying to get to know him. He's one of the best players on the team. He's going to be the talk of the town here. Like, what is...
Everything good.
What's his favorite cheesesteak place?
Everything fine with diet. What is your favorite cheesesteak?
Said everything's fine with diet.
What do you mean? What's my favorite cheesesteak? What is the Pat's?
Pat's is Michkov too. Pat's like that.
Wait a minute.
Michkov. That's Pat's like the S cheesesteak.
That sounds like
favorite.
A lie. My favorite's actually Angelo's.
He likes Angelos.
Okay, fine.
He likes both.
Yeah. Well, Michkov coming off two games against Washington. Obviously, Ovechkin is on Washington. What's it like for him playing against one of his boyhood idols the last couple of nights?
Ovechkin is hero. He is hero to all of Russia. Michkov honored to play against Ovechkin and hope to represent motherland as good as Ovechkin represents Putin.
Wait, what?
Very close with Putin. He's also Vladimir. I take after my great leader. Vladimir.
Okay.
Go ahead. Next question.
What does Putin have to do with hockey?
Putin, very big hockey. He always win. He the greatest. Ovechkin fully support Putin, even in the tournaments. We are on the team Putin and support the president in every way, on every day.
Is he a hockey guy, Putin?
He is the greatest hockey player of all. Don't be fooled by the deep fakes.
Putin's the greatest. All right.
Putin.
Okay, I got it. So
he handle, he got the power, he skate, he very fast. Everyone, he beat them all.
Okay. Well, I can see where this is going. So overall, you'd say Michkov is adapting well to Philadelphia.
Yeah, very good, very good. Here in the we have strange big following in North and east of city, a place called the Busultan, at Leo Mall, big support for Michkov goes from Busultan, Roosevelt Boulevard, Cruzetown Road, Very Road, as far south on Very as south as Sweeney's Very Tavern.
Why does it stop at Sweeney's?
That's enemy territory. Ukraine there.
Oh, come on.
What is going
Ooh,
on
boy.
There?
Maybe you, Eskin, you come to Leo Mall and show support for Mishka, for Russia, for party. Putin will be very grateful. Maybe we have some vodka for you. Sound good?
No, what are you talking about?
You support us, right? Your name, Eskin?
Yes.
That's correct.
Yes,
okay.
Russian name. Yep, all right. Well, that was...
Is Eskin Russian?
Well, Polish, Russian. Oh, okay. Yeah, we have both, yeah. So,
comrade.
Well, all right.
Comrade.
No, I'm not a comrade. Thank you. There was...
I have your name down.
Okay, all right, get out of here. That was not insightful at all
not
about
at all.
Michkov. Not at all.
Yeah,
what was going on here?
Yeah. Nothing on the game last night?
No.
No.
Not how he's playing.
It just seems like he's trying to recruit us. Well, or me specifically.
Yeah, you.
Don't bring we into this.
Carlos of the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Carlos?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
No.
I'm going to pull over.
Oh, jeez.
I was listening to Shield there.
Yep.
And now he's with the Eagles again.
Yeah, he's a fraud.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
You know, you tell that Lilliputian that they're redoing the Wizard of Oz in cartoon and they need people to do the Lilliputian voices and he can do the voices.
I don't know what that
is. I don't know what
that is. Yeah, I'm going to let that go.
Yeah, I know what that means. We went from Vladdy.
Yeah, like, what just happened?
Yeah. We love Shiel.
Yeah.
We're simply just messing with Shiel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't actually think he's a fraud.
No. What are you supposed to do, pick the Eagles every week?
Yeah.
Who
would ever do that?
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
All right. Let's try this again. Ron and Delran. Ron, you're on WIP.
Yo.
There you go. What's up, Ron?
Hey, Ron.
All right. And I'm not even going to ask you how you're doing.
All right.
All right.
Because I believe in the Constitution as much.
All right. Love it. What's up, so, Ron?
I cannot believe that Chuck left the best radio show that we have on Sports Talk Radio.
Mm. It's puzzling to all of us.
I said, I want to apply. And here's my resume.
Okay.
I am a 4-for-4 guy.
Okay.
Do I believe everything they put out? Absolutely not. Spike, I'm actually agree with you more than most callers do.
Okay.
I think you're a
in.
Level-headed. I think you're I think you're a level-headed guy. I
okay.
really do.
All right.
And I'm not putting down any other callers that want to believe everything that they put out and that's the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
But just like when I called in, and I don't know if Ike remembers this, several years ago,
he does.
I couldn't find an Ike Reese jersey.
Still
I went
can.
Out, and I had one made.
There you go.
Wow.
And then I got the pleasure to meet Ike at an Eagles game, and Ike was kind enough to sign it for me, and we got a picture taken with each other. I think I want to put my application in to
okay.
be your next Foxhole guy.
Okay.
So I'm open to the floor. Any questions you want to ask me, please do.
Well, Ron, I think at this point, until we have a formal, you know, vetting process.
You got Jack Fritz jersey?
You need a Fritz jersey, a Bloomsburg Jets Jack Fritz jersey.
I have one in my house.
And really, we just need regular good contribution to the show to show that not only are you committed, but you're an addition to the roster.
Oh, not only am I committed,
yeah.
I'm actually going to bring a sane point of view
okay.
to the radio station and your show.
Well, it's about
because
time.
Yeah. Some of the callers,
yep.
I'm not going to name names, but
OG
Wade. I didn't say it. Some of them don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah. It happens.
Okay, I can say I bleed green. I love Phillies red. But the bottom line is I call it like I see it.
That's the kind of guy that we need.
That's Chuck. What we do on this show.
So, Ron, you know, here's your first test. Next question today is give us your go-to meat in honor of National Bologna Day. Mm-hmm. What's your go-to meat?
Go-to meat?
Yeah.
It's got to be a excellently cooked prime rib.
There you go.
Ike, prime rib.
How do you feel about prime rib? Thank you for the call, Ron.
You're not a big prime rib guy.
Consider your application applied.
Of course,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, Ron. Not a big prime rib guy?
Not a big prime rib guy.
Yeah, it's just okay.
Okay. Wow.
There's better cuts of meat.
Wow, poor Ron.
Well, I'm in on Ron.
It's a good cut
of
meat.
Yeah.
Mostly, I think Ron's a strong name.
It is a strong name.
I would never name my kid Ron, obviously. But anyone named Ron that's usually over 45,
yep.
Strong man.
Strong guy.
Strong yeah. man.
You know, maybe this will cleanse us. You need a new car. Your old one is scary, old banged up piece of crap. It's spooky season. It's Halloween time. Halloween's next week. And John Ashdale, the cars are in Colonial Hyundai. They're going to help you ghost your ride, that piece of junk. I always insult your car. Maybe your car isn't a piece of junk. Maybe it's just time to upgrade. Whatever it is, every 2024 Hyundai at Colonial has to go. There's over 200 of them, Santa Fe's and Tucson's and Kona's, that they can help you buy with 0% financing. And they're going to give you more for your trade than any place in the region. Consistently recognized for that. $6,500 guaranteed, no matter what condition it's in. And when you buy one of those new 2024 Hyundais, it's going to come with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Stay away from the ghouls. Ghost your ride. A deal at Colonial is not going to come back to haunt you. Online, 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Noel in Boston, you're on WIP. What's up, Noel?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What up, Noel?
Jack? Mm-hmm. I won't throw my head in the ring there yet for Chuck. I got a call every day, but
yes,
I do.
Well, you don't have
call.
To.
But
yeah, not every
call.
Day.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to call every day.
Well, I like to call every day if I can.
Okay,
so,
all right.
Yep. So we'll see. So first, I want to make a point, and then I got a question for you guys on the Jalen conversation, and it just seems like there's been a lot of Jalen hate from he can't throw to he's too stupid, can't read defenses.
Mm.
And I feel like are we forgetting? Did we not see what he just did 2 years ago?
Mm.
So the first point I want to make is, a lot of names were thrown out earlier in the show, Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff, mm-hmm. These quarterbacks. And there's one thing that I will say that these quarterbacks have that Jalen does not have. And that is, they have had the same play callers in the same offense for 3 years in a row. I made this point last week or the week before. When we saw Jalen in the second year of Shane Steichen's offense, he took off.
He did.
The point that you guys made, right, he's taken on more this year with Kelce being gone. So there's a lot that he's doing. The offense has changed again. I do think he
it
has
looks the same. What are we talking about? It looks exactly the same.
Well, I think that's a problem too, because it wasn't supposed to look the same. But here's the question I wanted to ask you guys. And Ike, right? You're the football guy, so
yep.
not to put you in
listen
the hot
to these
seat,
two
but
guys.
I'll
yeah,
put
yeah.
questions
yeah.
to you.
Yep.
All right. So,
I'll step
so
away.
Jalen Hurts. So the question that you started the show with Spike was, can the Eagles maintain this style of play, Jalen Hurts style of play?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming we're talking about not throwing the ball too much. And can the Eagles continue to win?
Mm-hmm.
So right now at this point in the season, Jalen has 171 attempts, right? So I will throw out the names to you. Matthew Stafford, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Jordan Love, Jared Goff, Jane Daniels, and Sam Darnold. So of those quarterbacks right now, two of them have fewer attempts than Jalen and have played more games than Jalen because we had the bye week. And the other ones, the one that has the most attempts more than Jalen is only like 2.5 passes per game more.
Mm-hmm.
And has played, I think two of them have also, or three of those quarterbacks have played one more full game more than Jalen and less. And, you talk about people like Matthew Stafford, he only has three touchdown passes this year. He's thrown for 232 yards a game. Jalen's thrown for 218 yards a game. Jalen's got fewer picks than five of these quarterbacks. So, if you're talking about just raw numbers, I guess my question would be, do you think like the Commanders, the Vikings, the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Lions, you think they can keep playing the way that they've been playing all season and keep winning?
Well, yes.
Well, they're not throwing the ball any more than we are.
Well,
they're run-heavy teams.
So here's what I would say to you, Noel, is that, first of all, those teams are – If I bet if you went back, they throw more in the first half than they do in the second half. You're talking about a few of those teams, Washington specifically, who has had a lot of leads so far this year, which the Eagles have not.
But the kid doesn't throw the ball a ton.
Yeah. The other thing I would ask, and you talked about attempts, is
Those are pretty ball.
I would ask you about the productivity of those attempts and how many of those attempts resulted in touchdowns for those guys compared to Jalen. You did a lot of it was well done. You did a lot of like stat picking there, but I think if you look at the whole picture, Jalen's advanced numbers are very mid packy right now. Mm-hmm. So, and the last thing I'd say, Noel, is that. And you said this at the top, and I want to be very clear that this is not what I mean, and I think people do this a lot, and I don't think it's what anybody else means. By saying that Jalen is not going through his progressions fast enough and is not reading the defense well enough, nobody's saying he's stupid. Like, that is a specific skill that is a specific skill to a specific... I think I'm a smart person. I don't think I could do it. You know, I think I'm a very smart person. I don't think I could do it. It is a very specific skill for a very specific position in football. And not everyone is as good at it as everyone else. And I don't think it speaks to their intelligence. I'm certainly not calling Jalen stupid.
Well, I was gonna say, for you it doesn't.
Yeah,
for me it doesn't.
Well, and when I don't think Greg Cosell is, I don't think Dan Orlovsky is. I don't think they are.
Well, here's the thing. That's why I'm saying you're speaking for yourself.
I'm speaking for myself. I'm just gonna speak for myself.
Because some people, and I'll say this, and I'm not saying this is what Noel is saying, but when fans hear that a quarterback can't read a defense, that is the first thing that comes to their mind.
That they're stupid.
They're not smart enough to read a defense. So whether the intent is there.
Sure.
It implies that, and that's also why fans will get defensive about it, because he is an intelligent guy. This guy went back not to graduate. The guy went back to get his master's at Oklahoma, right? Like, to get his master's. So we know he's not a dumb person. He is a very smart person.
Sure. Not everybody who's smart is good at everything that requires intelligence.
Smarts, yes. And there's...
Well, even you could have somebody that's great at math and is not a good reader. You know, you could have, like, there's all sorts of ways to be smart. So you're right. I'm speaking for me.
Yeah.
He is obviously a smart person, but when you watch the game, it seems clear, simply because of how long he holds the ball and what he ends up missing,
that's undeniable.
That part is missing for whatever reason.
Yeah.
That I'm not saying it's because he's stupid, but that
I don't
part,
know if he's blind or what. Yes. But yeah, the point is that he's not processing the information fast enough and getting the ball out fast enough.
Right.
I hear you guys. I just feel like, you know, for 3 days now we've been picking on the one play that he missed when Devontae was wide open in front of him, and he's done that before. But every quarterback does that in every game.
Well,
every
Saquon
week,
thing.
There's a quarterback that misses wide open receivers.
Yeah.
I think there is a lot to the fact that he has had three different offensive coordinators in 3 years, and Jack. Yeah, I mean, you can say it's the same offense. It's Nick Sirianni's offense. But, you know, Nick gave up play calling his first year because he couldn't do it, right? He gave it up because he's not good at it, because it was plain vanilla stuff. So I think that has a lot to do with it. I think if Kellen Moore is here next year, and that's a big if, because if we're super successful, you know, somebody's got to go. And I don't think it can be Kellen Moore. That's just my opinion.
If you're super successful, why is anybody going?
Well, because if Kellen Moore is super successful, if
nobody wants Kellen Moore as their head coach. Hey, let me knock. Hello, everybody. The guy has been on multiple interviews already. He had Dak with the number one offense in the league, who threw over 5,000 yards. The Eagles interviewed him for a head coaching job and didn't want him. I don't think Kellen Moore is head coaching material. Some guys are just suited to be coordinators.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right, Ike. I hope he stays here, and I hope we get year two with him, being able to run his offense.
Yes.
Give us your go-to meat.
All right. I got two. I don't even like this discussion, to be honest with y'all. It's a little sick.
None of us do. Yeah, really.
But oddly enough, I'm enjoying it.
He's the one. He don't even eat.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it the most.
You're the vegan. You get to sit back and laugh at all this.
Yep.
I'm just going to go with a bone-in ribeye, medium rare.
Okay.
Medium rare. Wow.
Wow, one of those guys likes it bloody, huh?
Yeah, a little bit of blood?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Nope. See, I'm a ribeye, man. That's my go-to cut of meat.
I'm not a ribeye guy either.
I get some thickness on the ribeye.
Yeah.
Like putting that thick meat?
Yeah.
Like eating that thick meat?
Oh, Jack? Man, when I get it straight from the farm, too, which is beautiful. Yeah. I still got the bone on it.
So we got do we have somebody coming up before?
Yeah, Mike Lombardi. Lombardi.
Well, okay, so I'll wait until later.
Whatever that tease is, I can't wait for it.
It's going to infuriate everybody.
Okay,
so,
all right. Well, we're excited to talk to Mike Lombardi next. First, to talk about what we've been talking about, is Jalen. But also, you know, at some point during the call, Lombardi's going to do the Embiid thing. And he's not going to be able to stop himself. And I'm not going to be able to stop fighting back at him. And that will be next. So this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right, real quick, you got a chance to hear Vladimir Smirnoff earlier. You can also see Joe Conklin's comedy show.
Yes.
At the Sellersville Theater on Saturday, November 2nd. I finally got it right.
There you go.
With Norm Klar and Vince Valentine. It's two shows, a 5 p.m. show and an 8 p.m. show.
And you can find out more at
JoeConklin.com.
And that has nothing to do with Vladimir Smirnoff. It's just,
you're right. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Yes. My bad. Hey, I got great news for you, though. There's never been a better time to make the move to Verizon. Get over $500 in value and savings when you have mobile and Fios with Verizon. Plus, Fios 1 gig plan comes with a 4-year price guarantee. Save $300 annually on your Fios internet bill. Plus, for a limited time, you get a $200 Verizon gift card when you sign up for a Fios 1 gig plan and use it to pay your Fios bill. Now, that's like getting 3 months of free Fios home internet. You can't miss this. Stop by your nearest Verizon location for details on this limited time offer and learn how you can get over $500 in value and savings today.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Dissident is a GOAT-level bumper music, by the way.
And an underrated Pearl Jam song.
Yes, I agree. I don't even like Pearl Jam. I love this song. All right. This is the official Flyer Show in Philadelphia, the biggest Flyer Show. Gives you more in-depth coverage. And we went all the way to Russia to get a real expert on Matvei Michkov and the Flyers. So we bring you the newest addition to the WIP Afternoon Show.
And now, Russian hockey expert Vladimir Smirnoff.
Ah, yes. Vladimir Smirnoff, are you there?
Hello. This is Vladimir, yes.
Vladimir, Spike Eskin, Ike Reese, Jack Fritz from WIP Radio.
Hi, Vladimir.
I was told to about call with radio. Yes, go ahead.
We had you on once before. You sound different than the last time we spoke to you.
Oh, no, this is me. This is same man. Sometimes things do not always sound as they appear. So you just go.
Okay, I'll go then. It has been a tough start for the Flyers overall, but how is Matvei Michkov adapting to Philadelphia?
Yeah, I am in contact with Michkov. He is fully cooperating, and he liked New City.
He's cooperating.
Is he under arrest?
Has he found a place in Philly
yet? No.
Okay.
He's being taken care of, not for you to worry about.
Oh, wow.
We're not worried. We just wanted to get some insight on him. Well, what is he? See, you know Matvei Michkov very well. What does he like best about Philadelphia?
Who wants to know this? It's not for you to worry about.
We are just trying to get to know him. He's one of the best players on the team. He's going to be the talk of the town here. Like, what is...
Everything good.
What's his favorite cheesesteak place?
Everything fine with diet. What is your favorite cheesesteak?
Said everything's fine with diet.
What do you mean? What's my favorite cheesesteak? What is the Pat's?
Pat's is Michkov too. Pat's like that.
Wait a
Michkov. That's Pat's like the S cheesesteak.
That sounds like a lie. My favorite's actually Angelo's.
He like Angelo's.
Okay, fine.
He likes both.
Yeah. Well, Miechkoff coming off two games against Washington. Obviously, Ovechkin is on Washington. What's it like for him playing against one of his boyhood idols the last couple of nights?
Ovechkin is hero. He is hero to all of Russia. Miechkoff honored to play against Ovechkin and hope to represent motherland as good as Ovechkin represents Putin.
Wait, what?
Very close with Putin. He's also Vladimir. I take after my great leader. Vladimir and Vladimir.
Okay.
Go ahead. Next question.
What does Putin have to do with hockey?
The Mishka, Putin, Putin, very big hockey. He always win. He the greatest. Ovechkin fully support Putin, even in the tournaments. We are on the team Putin and support the president in every way, on every day.
Is he a hockey guy, Putin?
He is the greatest hockey player of all. Don't be fooled by the deep fakes.
Putin's the greatest. All right.
Putin.
Okay, I got it. I got it. So
he handle, he got the power, he skate, he very fast. Everyone, he beat them all.
Okay. Well, I can see where this is going. So overall, you'd say Miechkoff is adapting well to Philadelphia.
Yeah, very good, very good. Here in the field, we have strange big following in north and east of city, a place called the Busultan at Leo Mall. Big support for Miechkoff goes from Busultan, Roosevelt Boulevard, Cruzetown Road, Verrie Road, as far south on Verrie as south as Sweeney's Verrie Tavern.
Why does it stop at Sweeney's?
That's enemy territory. Ukraine there.
Oh, come on.
What is going
Ooh, boy.
On here?
Maybe you, Eskin, you come to Leo Mall and show support for Miechkoff, for Russia, for party. Putin will be very grateful. Maybe we have some vodka for you. Sound good?
No. What are you talking about?
You support us, right? Your name, Eskin?
Yes.
That's correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Russian name. Yep. All right. Well, that was
Eskin Russian.
Well, Polish Russian. Oh, okay. Yeah. Both. Yeah. So,
comrade.
Well, all right.
Comrade.
No, I'm not a comrade. Thank you. There was.
I have your name down.
Okay. All right. Get out of here. That was not insightful at all
not
about
at all.
Miechkoff.
Not at all.
Yeah. What was going on here?
Nothing on the game last night?
No.
No.
Not how he's playing.
It just seems like he's trying to recruit us. Well, or me specifically.
Yeah, you. Don't bring we into this.
Carlos of the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Carlos?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
No.
I'm going to pull over.
Oh, jeez.
I was listening to Shield there.
Yep.
And now he's with the Eagles again.
Yeah, he's a fraud.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
You know, you tell that Lilliputian that they're redoing the Wizard of Oz in cartoon, and they need people to do the Lilliputian voices, and he can do the voices.
I don't know what that.
I don't know what
I'm going to let that go.
Yeah, I know what that means. We went from Vladdy.
Yeah, like what just happened?
Yeah, we love Sheil.
Yeah,
we're simply just messing with Sheil.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't actually think he's a fraud.
No, what are you supposed to do, pick the Eagles every week?
Yeah,
who does that?
Who would ever do that?
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
All right, let's try this again. Ron and Delran. Ron, you're on WIP.
Yo.
There you go. What's up, Ron?
Hey, Ron.
All right. And I'm not even going to ask you how you're doing.
All right.
All right.
Because
I believe in the Constitution as much.
All right. Love it. What's up, Ron?
I cannot believe that Chuck left the best radio show that we have on Sports Talk Radio.
Mm. It's puzzling to all of us.
I am absolutely. And I said, I want to apply. And here's my resume.
Okay.
I am a 4'4" guy.
Okay.
Do I believe everything they put out? Absolutely not. Spike, I'm actually agree with you more than most callers do.
Okay.
I think you're a level-headed. I think you're a level-headed guy. I really do.
All right.
And I'm not putting down any other callers that want to believe everything that they put out, and that's the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
But just like when I called in, and I don't know if Ike remembers this, several years ago,
he does.
I couldn't find an Ike Reese jersey.
I went out and I had
one made.
There you go.
Wow.
And then I got the pleasure to meet Ike at an Eagles game, and Ike was kind enough to sign it for me, and we got a picture taken with each other. I think I want to put my application in to be your next Foxhole guy.
Okay.
So I'm open to the floor. Any questions you want to ask me, please do.
Well, Ron, I think at this point, until we have a formal vetting process.
You got Jack Fritz jersey?
You need a Fritz jersey, a Bloomsburg Jets Jack Fritz jersey.
I have one in my house.
And really, we just need regular, good contribution to the show to show that not only are you committed, but you're an addition to the roster.
Oh, not only am I committed,
yeah,
I'm actually going to bring a sane point of view
to the
radio station and your show.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah.
Some of the callers,
yep.
I'm not going to name names, but
OG Wade.
I didn't say it. Some of them don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, it happens.
Okay, I can say I bleed green. I love Phillies red. But the bottom line is I call it like I see it.
That's the kind of guy that we need.
That's what we do on this show.
So, Ron, here's your first test. Next question today is give us your go-to meat in honor of National Bologna Day. Mm-hmm. What's your go-to meat?
Go-to meat?
Yeah.
It's gotta be a excellently cooked prime rib.
There you go.
Prime rib.
How do you feel about prime rib? Thank you for the call, Ron.
You're not a big prime rib guy.
Consider your application applied.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, Ron. Not a big prime rib guy?
Not a big prime rib guy.
Yeah, it's just okay.
Okay. Wow.
There's better cuts of meat.
Wow, poor Ron.
Well, I'm in on Ron.
A good cut of meat.
Yeah.
Mostly, I think Ron's a strong name.
It is a strong name.
I would never name my kid Ron, obviously. But anyone named Ron that's usually over 45,
yep,
strong man.
Strong guy.
Strong name.
You know, maybe this will cleanse us. You need a new car. Your old one is scary, old banged up piece of crap. It's spooky season. It's Halloween time. Halloween's next week. And John Ashdell, the cars are in Colonial Hyundai. They're going to help you ghost your ride. That piece of junk. I always insult your car. Maybe your car isn't a piece of junk. Maybe it's just time to upgrade. Whatever it is, every 2024 Hyundai at Colonial has to go. There's over 200 of them, Santa Fe's and Tucson's and Kona's, that they can help you buy with 0% financing. And they're going to give you more for your trade than any place in the region. Consistently recognized for that. $6,500 guaranteed, no matter what condition it's in. And when you buy one of those new 2024 Hyundais, it's going to come with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Stay away from the ghouls. Ghost your ride. A deal at Colonial is not going to come back to haunt you. Online, 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Noel in Boston, you're on WIP. What's up, Noel?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What up, Noel?
Jack? Mm-hmm. I won't throw my head in the ring there yet for Chuck. I got a call every day. But
yes.
I do.
Well, you don't have
call.
To. But
yeah, not every day.
Yeah, you don't have to call every day.
Well, I like to call every day if I can.
Okay. All right.
Yep. So we'll see. So first I want to make a point, and then I got a question for you guys on the Jalen conversation. And it just seems like, there's been a lot of Jalen hate from he can't throw to he's too stupid, can't read defenses.
Mm.
And I feel like are we forgetting? Did we not see what he just did 2 years ago?
Mm.
So the first point I want to make is, a lot of names were thrown out earlier in the show, Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff, mm-hmm. These quarterbacks. And there's one thing that I will say that these quarterbacks have that Jalen does not have. And that is, they have had the same play callers in the same offense for 3 years in a row. I made this point last week or the week before. when we saw Jalen in the second year of Shane Steichen's offense, he took off.
He did.
And to the point that you guys made, right, he's taken on more this year with Kelce being gone. So there's a lot that he's doing. The offense has changed again. I do think he
It
has
looks the same.
Not...
What are we talking about? It looks exactly the same.
Well, it's, but that's that. I think that's a problem too, because it wasn't supposed to look the same. But so here's the question I wanted to ask you guys. And Ike, right? You're the football guy, so
yep.
not to put you in
listen
the hot
to these
seat,
two guys.
Put
yeah,
these
yeah.
questions
yeah.
to you.
Yep.
All right. So,
I'll step
so
away.
Jalen Hurts. So the question that you started the show with Spike was, can the Eagles maintain this style of play, Jalen Hurts style of play? Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming we're talking about not throwing the ball too much. And can the Eagles continue to win?
Mm-hmm.
So right now at this point in the season, Jalen has 171 attempts, right? So I will throw out the names to you. Matthew Stafford, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Jordan Love, Jared Goff, Jayden Daniels, and Sam Darnold. So of those quarterbacks right now, two of them have fewer attempts than Jalen and have played more games than Jalen because we had the bye week. And the other ones... The one that has the most attempts more than Jalen is only like 2.5 passes per game more.
Mm-hmm.
And has played, I think two of them have also, or three of those quarterbacks have played one more full game more than Jalen and less. And, I mean, you talk about people like Matthew Stafford, he only has three touchdown passes this year. He's thrown for 232 yards a game. Jalen's thrown for 218 yards a game. You know, Jalen's got fewer picks than five of these quarterbacks. So, I mean, if you're talking about just raw numbers, I guess my question would be, do you think like the Commanders, the Vikings, the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Lions, you think they can keep playing the way that they've been playing all season and keep winning?
Well, yes.
Well, they're not throwing the ball any more than we are.
Well,
they're run-heavy teams.
So here's what I would say to you, Noel, is that, first of all, those teams are... If I bet if you went back, they throw more in the first half than they do in the second half. You're talking about a few of those teams, Washington specifically, who has had a lot of leads so far this year, which the Eagles have not. So
the kid doesn't throw the ball a
yes,
ton. He doesn't
yes,
throw the ball.
He
a
doesn't.
Ton.
He doesn't. Yeah. The other thing I would ask, and you talked about attempts, is
a pretty ball.
I would think he does. I would ask you about the productivity of those attempts and how many of those attempts resulted in touchdowns for those guys compared to Jalen. You did a lot of it was well done. You did a lot of like stat picking there, but I think if you look at the whole picture, Jalen's I don't want to get into it, but Jalen's advanced numbers are very mid packy right now.
Mm-hmm.
So and the last thing I'd say, Noel, is that. And you said this at the top, and I want to be very clear that this is not what I mean, and I think people do this a lot, and I don't think it's what anybody else means. By saying that Jalen is not going through his progressions fast enough and is not reading the defense well enough, nobody's saying he's stupid. Like, that is a specific skill that is... a specific skill to a specific... I think I'm a smart person. I don't think I could do it. You know, I think I'm a very smart person. I don't think I could do it. It is a very specific skill for a very specific position in football. And not everyone is as good at it as everyone else. And I don't think it speaks to their... intelligence. I'm certainly not calling Jalen stupid.
Well,
he sounds like
for you it does
yeah,
it.
For me.
You it does.
Well, and
yes.
when I don't think Greg Cosell is, I don't think Dan Orlovsky is. I don't think they
are. Well, here's the thing. That's,
yeah.
that's why I'm saying you're speaking for yourself.
I'm speaking for
yeah,
myself.
Speaking for
okay.
yourself.
I'm just going to speak for myself.
Because some people, and I'll say this, and I'm not saying this is what Noel is saying, but when fans hear that a quarterback can't read a defense, that is the first thing that comes to their mind.
That they're stupid.
They're not smart enough to read a defense. So whether it's the intent is there,
sure.
It implies that, and that's also why fans will get defensive about it, because he is an intelligent guy. This guy went back not to graduate. The guy went back to get his master's
sure.
at Oklahoma, right? Like, to get his master's. So we know he's not a dumb person. He is a very smart person.
Sure. Not everybody who's smart is good at everything that requires intelligence.
Well, there's football smarts,
yes. Well, even you could have somebody that's great at math
yep.
and is not a good reader. You know, you could have,
sure.
like, there's all sorts of ways to be smart. So you're right. I'm speaking for me.
Yeah.
He is obviously a smart person, but when you watch the game, it seems clear, simply because of how long he holds the ball and what he ends up missing, that
That's undeniable.
That part is missing for whatever reason.
Yeah.
That I'm not saying it's because he's stupid, but that
I don't
part,
know if he's blind or what. Yes. But yeah, the point is that he's not processing the information fast enough and getting the ball out fast enough.
Right.
I hear you guys. I just feel like, you know, for 3 days now we've been picking on the one play that he missed when Devontae was wide open in front of him, and he's done that before. But every quarterback does that in every game.
Well,
every
Saquon
week,
thing.
There's a quarterback that misses wide open receivers.
Yeah.
I think there is a lot to the fact that he has had three different offensive coordinators in 3 years, and Jack. Yeah, I mean, you can say it's the same offense. It's Nick Sirianni's offense. But, you know, Nick gave up play calling his first year because he couldn't do it, right? He gave it up because he's not good at it, because it was plain vanilla stuff. So I think that has a lot to do with it. I think if Kellen Moore is here next year, and that's a big if, because if we're super successful, you know, somebody's got to go. And I don't think it can be Kellen Moore. That's just my opinion.
If you're super successful, why is anybody going?
Well, because if Kellen Moore is super successful, if
nobody wants Kellen Moore as their head coach. Hey, let me knock. Hello, everybody. The guy has been on multiple interviews already. He had Dak with the number one offense in the league, who threw over 5,000 yards. The Eagles interviewed him for a head coaching job and didn't want him. I don't think Kellen Moore is head coaching material. Some guys are just suited to be coordinators.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right, Ike. I hope he stays here, and I hope we get year two with him, being able to run his offense.
Yes.
Give us your go-to meat.
All right. I got two. I don't even like this discussion, to be honest with y'all. It's a little sick.
None of us do. Yeah, really.
but oddly enough, I'm enjoying it.
He's the one. He don't even eat.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it the most.
You're the vegan. You get to sit back and laugh at all this.
Yep.
I'm just going to go with a bone-in ribeye, medium rare.
Okay.
Medium rare. Wow.
Wow, one of those guys likes it bloody, huh?
Yeah, a little bit of blood?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. Nope. See, I'm a ribeye, man. That's my go-to cut of meat.
I'm not a ribeye guy either.
You get some thickness on the ribeye.
Yeah.
Like putting that thick meat?
Yeah.
Like eating that thick meat?
Oh, Jack? Man, I get it straight from the farm, too, which is beautiful.
Yeah.
I guess still got the bone on it.
So we got do we have somebody coming up before?
Yeah, we got Mike Lombardi.
Okay,
Lombardi.
Okay, so I'll wait until later. When I
whenever that tease is, I can't wait for it.
It's going to infuriate everybody.
Okay, Well, we're excited to talk to Mike Lombardi next. First, to talk about what we've been talking about is Jalen, but also, you know, at some point during the call, Lombardi's going to do the Embiid thing, and he's not going to be able to stop himself, and I'm not going to be able to stop fighting back at him, and that will be next. So this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right, real quick, you got a chance to hear Vladimir Smirnoff earlier. You can also see Joe Conklin's comedy show.
Yes.
At the Sellersville Theater on Saturday, November 2nd. I finally got it right.
There you go.
With Norm Klar and Vince Valentine. It's two shows, a 5 p.m. show and an 8 p.m. show.
And you can find out more at
JoeConklin.com.
And that has nothing to do with Vladimir Smirnoff. It's just,
you're right. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Yes. My bad. Hey, I got great news for you, though. There's never been a better time to make the move to Verizon. Get over $500 in value and savings when you have mobile and Fios with Verizon. Plus, Fios 1 gig plan comes with a 4-year price guarantee. Save $300 annually on your Fios internet bill. Plus, for a limited time, you get a $200 Verizon gift card when you sign up for a Fios 1 gig plan and use it to pay your Fios bill. Now, that's like getting 3 months of free Fios home internet. You can't miss this. Stop by your nearest Verizon location for details on this limited time offer and learn how you can get over $500 in value and savings today.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off of?
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.